Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
So Married at First Sight, it's the show where single people are matched by experts and they marry total strangers who they meet for the very first time on the wedding day. Yeah, you heard me right. They meet for the first time on the wedding day. Well, it's returned to our screens for Series 6 because it is that popular. It's on E4. And a couple who were set to wed on Married at First Sight before COVID cancelled their wedding, they have made show history, should we say, by welcoming a baby girl. Paul and Ali are on the line. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Listen, first off, congratulations. Ali, what is your name, or and how old is the baby now?
She's called Penelope and she's currently 2.5 months old.
Brand new. And how's she treating you? Is she a good baby?
Well, last night she slept 10.5 hours.
You're not allowed to say that. Sorry. You never ever admit.
Absolutely amazing.
Wow, you've got a good one, definitely. Liz, I have to ask you guys, Paul, I'll go to you. Why did you decide to go on a show like Married at First Sight? I mean, you're taking a big risk with this one.
Yeah, it's a big risk. My main issue with the whole dating scene, like app based, like I'm a train driver, so I work shifts, and I'm not around every weekend, so a lot of relationships would kind of like start and then stop quite quickly because I wasn't around every Friday, Saturday, Sunday to, you know, start pushing that like beginning to a next level, you know.
And Paul, did you get to a certain age where you thought, oh, the clock is ticking now and I really want to get married? Was that the goal? Because you're going on a show, Married at First Sight. You're not going on a regular dating show. So marriage must be very important to you.
Well, I'm kind of previous, like just before I applied, I got out of a quite toxic relationship that had gone on far too long. Should have ended it ages before I did, and I felt like I'd wasted a lot of time in like finding the one to settle down with and have a family, and I just thought to myself, why not take out all of the stress of finding someone and let three experts match me with my perfect woman.
Yeah, because it's exhausting, isn't it? The scene, it is exhausting. And did you feel that, Ali? Were you just exhausted by the dating scene and needed to try something else?
Yeah, I was burned out as well, and majority of my friends were happy in a settled, loving, committed marriages or relationships with children. And I was 34 when I applied, and I just thought, this may never happen to me. And like Paul, I thought, wow, experts finding me my perfect match. And I didn't want to go on just a regular dating show because I wanted something serious. And I wanted the commitment and I wanted the marriage. So that's why I applied.
I think this show kind of weeds out people who just want to be on telly and have a bit of crack to people who are really serious, because you meet for the first time on your wedding day. I mean, there's no messing around there. Can I ask you then, do you know why they matched you with Paul, or do they tell you that kind of thing?
We don't really know why, but when we met, because we don't know, the experts just said we were perfect for each other. But when we actually did meet, we knew exactly why we were matched. We were so compatible and had so much in common, and we really complement each other. And our strengths and weaknesses are different. So where we lack, we really help and support the other. So
that's interesting.
We're perfect.
That's interesting. Paul, were you nervous at all in the weeks and days leading up to your wedding day? I mean, was there any moments there where you WhatsApped a mate and thought, I need to get out of this?
No. It was really weird because all I knew about Ali was her name. That's literally it. And it was quite surreal because I started having feelings for this name and this girl that I've never met before. So I was like 100% committed. And when things started, when COVID started coming along and things were going to kind of be cancelled, I was more upset about the fact that I might not ever meet Ali. Not the wedding, not being on TV. It was more, I want to meet this girl.
Yeah, so COVID put a stop to it. So how did you actually meet?
Well, the thing was, like, we didn't actually know what was going on. It was originally going to be like 20 guests, and then a lot of my guests were getting worried about coming along with COVID. So then it was going to be one witness, and we'd get married and then honeymoon, and they could carry on filming, and then it was just cancelled. And I was like, right. they kind of thought to themselves, like, production, they kind of thought, oh, it will only be like 3 weeks. It wasn't.
No, we all know that. So yeah, it was a lot longer than that.
I turned around to one of the production company team, and I said to them, look, you've got two choices, really. You can either facilitate a meeting between myself and Ali, or I'll just unblock my social media and message every single Ali until I find her.
Wow.
And luckily, they decided to kind of go with the latter, and they set up a Skype call for us, which was recorded and was going to be part of the show. And yeah, we met on Skype, and I was just, you know, all of the feelings and the build up to it were just immense. It was nuts, and to see Ali's face appear on the screen was like magical. Like, she was absolutely gorgeous, and I was like absolutely
relieved.
In awe of you know, who I'd been matched with.
Were you relieved? Aww. Were you relieved a little bit, Paul, when there was an attraction there? Do you know what I mean? She wasn't a monster.
Yeah.
You were relieved.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, you know, the Paul, Jen, and Angela, the experts who matched us, they were very much you know, adamant that we would find each other attractive.
Okay.
So it wasn't really a worry.
Okay. Ali, what about you? I mean, when you first saw Paul come up on that Skype call, did you feel the same, or did he grow on you?
I thought I was going to be sick just before I saw his face.
Oh, I can imagine.
I was nervous, and then I realised, goodness, is this how I feel with a Skype call? How would have I felt walking down the aisle?
Yeah.
But no, instantly I was so attracted to Paul. I was quite precise in what I was looking for looks-wise, and he was down to the T. He was perfect. But what I love about Paul even more is his personality. He's more than what I asked for, because I didn't ask for someone funny, and he actually makes me laugh every day because he's crazy.
Oh, I can't believe you didn't ask for someone funny. That would be top of my list now.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I had a funny boyfriend, and then Paul came along, and then I was like, wow, this is
your jackpot. Ding, ding, ding. Ali, it's crazy. So there was definitely, obviously, instant attraction there, thank God. Has it changed your minds about so-called arranged marriages? Because that's essentially what you signed up for.
Well, I just had this knowing feeling. It's really bizarre, but when I applied, I just had this knowing feeling that I was going to get matched, I was going to get picked, and it was going to work. And I don't tell me why I had that feeling, I just did. But it is actually fantastic to get three experts to match you with your perfect person. So I think that if it's serious and they're doing a good job, I don't see any harm in it, because sometimes you can't find the right person for yourself. So it sometimes takes other people helping you or guiding you in the right direction. And for us, it definitely worked.
Would you say Paul is your soulmate?
Yeah, definitely. He's definitely my one. He's my person.
And Paul, do you believe in fate? Do you think this was fate that brought you together?
Definitely, yeah. Like, you know, I believe that we were fated to be brought together this way. I don't think we would have ever met had we not done this, because Ali lived in Worthing and I lived in Weston-super-Mare, so that's about 200 and something miles apart.
Yeah.
And the fate wouldn't have been on our side had we not kind of applied to be a part of the process, you know?
You went all out. Paul, have you any advice for singletons out there who are looking for the one and are just a bit tired of the whole scene? What would you say to them?
Well, I mean, applying for Married at First Sight is it's not for everyone.
Extreme. It's extreme.
It's on the extreme end. But, you know, just, you know, be kind of totally honest and upfront about what you're looking for in the beginning, because, you know, there's a lot of dates that I've been on where people would, you know, after one thing and you're after another, and you know, straight away it's not going to work. And take time to you know, get to know the person and really kind of find the reason why you two can't be apart. You know, that's my advice, really.
Well, Ali, unfortunately, you're not going to be in the show. Is that right? I mean, that Skype call and the build up and all that, it's not actually going to be in the series.
No, because I know, and it would have been lovely as well, especially now that we've got a baby.
Yeah.
But the name of the show is Married at First Sight, and because we couldn't get married due to COVID, and then we met before we got married, that's why we got cut from the show. And we completely understand that, because, you know, the whole concept is about marrying someone you don't know. However, me and Paul are now engaged, and we now have a baby, and we are sharing our story on our social media and everything. So we're trying to share it a little bit, but we weren't looking to have any, you know, we weren't looking to be on TV. That wasn't why we did it. So we weren't really upset when we were told we weren't going to be on the show.
Well, you got what you wanted and more, didn't you, with Penelope?
Exactly.
You really did. Listen, I can hear her in the background. I'll let you guys get back to her. Thank you so much for coming on the show. That was Paul and Ali. Congratulations again on Penelope and on your engagement. So that was Paul and Ali, who were matched on Married at First Sight by a team of experts. They couldn't go ahead with a big day, but then they met and they fell in love on a Skype call, and then they met and then they got pregnant and they're engaged, and it's all very lovely. That should be a movie. Could you do it? Could you do something like that? Could you put your trust in the hands of experts? I think I could do experts, not my family, because that would be a disaster.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.